Christian Audio presents Starry-Eyed, Seeing Grace in the Unfolding Constellation of Life and Motherhood. Written and narrated by Mandy Arioto. Introduction. With stars in our eyes. Have you ever had a time in your life when things felt off? Like the sun has become eclipsed by the moon and everything that at one point made sense in the bright light of day now feels uncertain in its darkness. There are three distinct seasons in my life when I forgot what the warmth of light felt like. Three seasons when uncertainty consumed and I had to learn how to make peace with the dark. The first was when I was 20 and was confronted with a loss that took the breath out of my lungs. The second was a season when I was searching for what I was supposed to do in the world. And the last one happened on a warm night one May. The night was unusually humid for spring in Northern California. The evening breeze that blew through my hair and over my bare shoulders was just enough to make being outside bearable. My 3-year-old son and I were standing in our driveway just like we did every night that spring, under a dark sky filled with stars. Each night we followed the same routine. Just before bed, Joseph and I would grab hands and walk outside to stand in our driveway. He would find the moon, and then we would both point out the stars and constellations whose lights were beginning to emerge as the darkness deepened. Holding his hand, I could feel the beat of his heart straight through our meshed fingers. We were connected not only by blood, but also because we had once shared the most intimate space for 9 months. Our hearts were synced to one another's. On this particular night, I was heartbroken. Joe and I had been trying for 7 months to get pregnant with a second child. But once again, my body bled and disappointment plunged me into a desolation that was becoming all too familiar. Sensing my despair, my husband Joe joined us in the driveway. He wrapped his arm around my waist and whispered that everything would be okay and that a family of three can be just as awesome as a family of four. Then in a gesture to brighten the mood, he pulled out some matches along with a long, thin box of sparklers I had been storing away for the 4th of July. He handed our 3-year-old a sparkler, struck a match against the sidewalk, and lit the silver stick in Joseph's tiny, anxious hand. The sparkler began flickering and hissing. Sparks flew, illuminating the darkness right around us. As I kneeled down next to my son in order to take it all in, I noticed that instead of watching the light in his hands, he was looking straight into my eyes. He waved the sparkler from side to side, but kept his gaze focused on me. I watched him for a few minutes, curious as to why the sparklers weren't holding his attention, and then he said it. "Mama, I see stars in your eyes." Glittering sparks, just like the flickering stars we gazed at every night, were reflected in my eyes. That moment was the start of my awakening to the fact that glimmers of light were shining in my darkness, if only I trained my eyes to see them. It was the beginning of a journey toward becoming starry-eyed. This book is a collection of essays about light and darkness, hope and heartache, brokenness and wholeness, and what to do when you don't know what to do. It's meant to be a North Star for all of us travelers, reminding us that someone has gone ahead of us and left glimmering lights to help guide us home. One of my favorite constellations is the Pleiades, also called the Seven Sisters. It is one of the nearest star clusters to Earth and the most visible to the naked eye. Legend says that the Pleiades were the seven daughters of Atlas, the giant who bears the world upon his shoulders. These seven maidens were transformed into stars because of their amiable virtues and mutual affection. And because Orion was constantly wooing them, which caused them great discomfort, they appealed for help to Zeus, the overseer of all the gods. And out of pity for them, he changed them into doves. As doves, they then flew up into the sky and found a hiding place among the stars. I like the idea of finding a hiding place among the stars, of finding home amongst the brilliant light in darkest night. And as we look at this night sky of our own lives, patterns begin to emerge. We start to notice swirling constellations making beautiful configurations that we can see clearly only in the dark. Carl Jung suggests that becoming whole means bringing together that which has been torn apart, whether that is light and darkness, feminine and masculine, conscious and unconscious. We are whole when we embrace both. In fact, the whole universe unfolds through paired opposites, sun and moon, hot and cold,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?